Hi, I am Anna Martin and welcome to the Flix podcast. Today we're going to talk about two ways that you can start to look at your week to progress you further with your fitness and nutrition. So I know that it can sometimes feel a bit overwhelming, and especially after we've tried for a couple of weeks to do something, it can start to feel like more and more of an effort to maintain it. And this is where these kind of strategies can come in to help you, because motivation that we feel when we start something tends to be quite high, but motivation is very transient. So it will start to die off just like being happy would or being sad would. Your emotions change over time and so does your motivation. Now, what we use when motivation starts to drop off is discipline. So we make ourselves do something even though maybe we don't feel like it. As the more we make ourselves do something, the more we get to a point where that thing becomes a habit and we no longer have to motivate ourselves to do it. So for example, when I first started going to the gym, I had to make myself do it. I was like, you said you'd go to the gym today, so you do have to. And I'd go and I'd run on the treadmill, I'd do my two sets of bicep curls and then I'd go home. Over time, I've gradually built it up and now it really takes me absolutely no motivation to go to the gym because I'm looking forward to it and it's part of my day that makes me feel great. But I realise the distance between those things happening can feel like quite a long way. But they do happen, I promise you. We start to fall in love with the journey that we're on and the way that we can make our body feel, what we can make it do. And that becomes motivation in itself. And also, we just start to feel like it's less effort than it felt like when we first started. Now, one of the strategies that I talk to some of my clients about is something called the 5-minute rule. And this works really well with fitness. For example, I might have set them a 20-minute home workout. I guess like some of you are on Flix on the go, that's what they are, right? 20-minute workouts. It might be that the thought of training for 20 minutes makes that person want to punch themselves in the face. And I get it. It can be hard, especially when you start, for that to feel exciting. So what I say is start, set 5 minutes. You're going to definitely do it for 5 minutes. Promise yourself that. If at the end of 5 minutes you don't fancy it, stop. That's fine. You've still done 5 more minutes than you would have done if you hadn't done that. If you get to the end of 5 minutes and you still feel like you're starting to feel like you feel much better and you're pumped and you're doing it now, so why not carry on? You're going to carry on and complete the end of that workout. All you have to do is 5 minutes and then see what happens. And I definitely feel this myself. Like sometimes I go into the gym and whilst I pretty much always want to train, I cannot lie to you, some days feel better than others. So I might go in thinking I'm going to be absolutely dog shit today. I'm tired. My body is still aching from my class the night before. I feel drained. So I'm going to just start, see where it takes me. Once I've started, don't get me wrong, some places is still shit. But most of the time, the workout is better than I thought it would be. Might not be my best one ever. They almost never are. But it's just that feeling of like, well, I'm here and I've done it and I'm actually really proud of myself. So once you can start feeling like, do you know what, I didn't fancy it or I didn't feel at my best, but I still did it. It starts to help build kind of that feeling of being able to do the thing that we promised ourselves we'd do, even if it felt like a bit of an effort to start with. Another thing that we can do, which I think massively helps with overall feeling fitter and healthier, especially when we maybe start off and we go like balls deep for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden we're starving, we're knackered, and we don't want to do it anymore, and all we want to do is order 85 pizzas and get shit-faced. Now, there's something called zero days. So we do no zero days, which means that there are no days where you're not going to do something towards your goal. And this doesn't mean that you've got to work out and eat everything that you said you would and you're not going out and you're not going to go out for dinner or go out for drinks or whatever. That's not what this is about. It's about that you can make, still take a day, even one, where you're going to go out from 1 p.m. until 10 p.m. in the pub garden. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you make some kind of action towards your goals in that day. So for example, it could be that you're going out for a hen do. You're going to start drinking at 1, you're going to be out all day and probably all night, and that's that. What you can do is, for example, go for a quick walk in the morning. Go for a quick walk in the morning. Eat a healthy breakfast with loads of berries on, protein in there to set yourself up, line your stomach. And maybe you're going to stretch because you feel really tight from your workouts in the week. They're all small steps. None of them are going to take you very long, but they're all going to make a difference to how you feel about how that day went. Because when you wake up the next day and you're hanging, and you're like, oh, well, yesterday was an absolute write-off, so today there's no point bothering either. Now, we've had 2 days where maybe we have done nothing towards looking after ourselves. Whereas if we think, oh, yesterday was amazing, I'm absolutely hanging, but it's okay because I still did my walk and I did this and that. And actually today I do feel rough, but I am going to go for a walk. And instead of just eating 4 McDonald's, I'm just going to have 1 McDonald's and also have some fruit and veg because I know it's going to make me feel a bit better. Done. We don't have to be ninjas all the time. It's just about making small steps to strive for progress. That sounds wanky, but it is true because most of us ultimately want to feel great, move well, feel fit and healthy. For some people, it's about the shape they're in, whatever. But at the same time, most of us want to have a social life. Most of us also want to sit on the sofa sometimes and watch Netflix. And sometimes we don't want to get out of bed in the morning because we just need a lie-in. So all of those things can still be true if we are able to find a balance. And I think sometimes just being able to say, it's okay to do something small towards my goal, towards me feeling fitter and healthier, but it doesn't have to be everything because it's not an all or nothing approach. We are not looking to be perfect. We're not paid athletes. We do not need to be in any particular shape in order to earn money or to look after our family or any of those things. We just have to show up for ourselves, look after ourselves a bit, and then see where it takes us over time. Everything that we start out doing feels difficult or more effort to begin with. Over time, if we stick with it, it feels easier and easier. When you first start doing something, you might be like, God, it's really hard for me to hit 3 portions of fruit a day, let alone 5. And then all of a sudden, 3 years later, you're having 7 portions a day. And you don't even think about it. It's not even something that comes on your radar because you're just used to doing it. Same with fitness. The first time you go to a class, you probably wake yourself up into a frenzy thinking, God, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm just not fit enough. Don't even know where I'm going. This is going to be awful. You get there, you quite enjoy it, so you go back again. 3 years later, you're going twice a week, you feel really super fit, and you're thinking about adding resistance training in. Fantastic. No one became a professional tennis player without holding a racket. You can't just imagine yourself to be the fittest version, fittest, healthiest version of you, and not do any of the stuff in between. It's not how it works. And we don't need to be perfect in order for that to happen. We just take small steps and try and be as consistent as we can. And by, also consistent sounds wanky as well. I'm not trying to say, you must do your workout and blah, blah, blah. It's just, this week is maybe getting on top of you. Maybe it's a bit wild. Maybe everything's gone up in the air. But despite the fact that everything's all over the shop and you've literally had no minutes to yourself because there's been drama and everything's been awful, you still thought, God, while I'm having this horrendous phone call, I'm just going to walk 10 minutes around the block on my lunch break. Or my day is so stressful, I've got to stop and get food in this garage. I know it's going to be pretty bad, but lucky me, I found a pot of fruit. That is a small step. That's a small step because you didn't just eat a family bag of Doritos for lunch because that was the best thing that you could buy or the easiest thing you could buy. It's just doing small little things to start looking at ourselves more. And then our base layer level changes. So what was for our starting point is no longer the same starting point. It's up a bit because it's got a bit more veg in, or, you know, it's easier for me to do workouts. Or now I don't do 3,000 steps a day as an average. Now I do 5,000 steps a day as an average. Everything, our base layer changes. Even when we're just trying to do small steps towards things, our base level will gradually change, meaning that it becomes easier and easier for us to do things that are harder because the base level has already gone up. Okay, I hope that's helped. I don't want anyone to ever feel like they have to train like all the time and sacrifice all of their social life and only eat chicken and spinach or something. That's not what it's about. for most people, obviously, if you're a bodybuilder or you're an athlete, you do what you've got to do. Like, you'll do exactly what your coach tells you. But for your average person who just wants to feel great, move well, do a good job at work, come home, hang out with their family and do fun shit with their friends on the weekends, we don't need to do some of the things that other people have to do in order to earn money, like athletes or bodybuilders. We can do things that balance things a bit better, because they're the things that are important to us, is having a balance, feeling great and still being able to go out and have a cocktail on a Saturday night. That might be our idea of balance. That's okay. Right, I'm going to stop talking. But I will catch you soon. And thank you for listening to this. I really appreciate it. If you ever have time and you listen to a few of these, I would love it very much if you could give me a little 5-star rating and say something nice about me in your head. That would be really helpful. Subscribe if you can, because it makes me look good on the analytics. Thank you.